Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, this from Pro Football Talk, right? And they've uncovered a brief phone conversation that could maybe lead to something bigger. Who knows? So, John Gruden hasn't been heard from much since he abruptly resigned Raiders coach about 10 days ago. Now, HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, they've heard just a little more. Not a whole lot more, but this is where the jumping off point happens for the conversation. Now, Andrea Kramer had a recent profile on Mark Davis on his hair. No, I'm kidding.
That would be a very short profile.
That fascinates me, Mark Davis's haircut.
A man with that much money looking like that is just, it does not compute.
I look at it every, and look, I'm no one to talk about someone's hair.
No, but neither am I.
If I had hair, it wouldn't look like that. I mean, it is awful. Anyhow, so Andrea Kramer does that. It does the profile on Mark Davis, and she explained on the Real Sports podcast that she said to her producer, Maggie Burbank, that produced the Mark Davis piece, Maggie, listen, I think one of us, we should probably, on a whim, just try to get Gruden and call. So Maggie Burbank says, I'll do it. She's a producer for Real Sports.
Mm-hmm.
She calls. Gruden picked up. And they were like kind of stunned. Like, oh my gosh, he picked up.
He just thought it was a home warranty robocall.
Well, no, he had her number in the phone, so he knew who it was, right? Yes. So he says, yeah, I'm still in Vegas, and I'm just going to let the dust settle a little bit. Now, he said, one thing that is quotable that you can quote me on is this. People who know me know what I stand for 58 years. I have a resume of 58 years. Then he said, he paused and he said, the truth will come out. It's certainly cryptic, and the truth will come out. Now, that being said, Andrea Kramer says, Mark Davis has been severely impacted, and she's not defending him.
No.
She's just pointing out a fact that Dan Snyder continues on and the Washington football team continues on, but here someone decided to uproot all of Vegas, his football operation, during a football season and leaked the documents that forced action in October.
Right.
It could have happened before the season, could happen after the season. They decided to leak those documents now and get it out there now. Is Gruden the kind of guy that says, I'm 58, I'm not getting another job in the NFL, I'm toxic, I'm Chernobyl, I'm all that right now, I don't think I'm ever going to work, I'm going to start naming names. There's more to this.
Well, I don't even know if he has to look at it from that perspective of he's going to be the catalyst for more coming out. It could be the Raiders and Mark Davis who, as Andrea Kramer points out, are getting crushed for this. Their entire enterprise is being turned upside down. When, in reality, this started as an investigation into a completely separate franchise on the other side of the country, and no one there is feeling any ill effects.
None.
In fact, you could argue that the Washington football team is now being operated better because Dan Snyder isn't allowed to be involved on a daily
Snyder
basis.
Dan Snyder, all of a sudden, is out of focus.
Right, and that's where if Mark Davis and the Raiders legal team really want to, they could say, listen, we have had our business adversely affected by our governing body while this other enterprise has... Why are we the ones being dragged out here? Why isn't everyone's business visible to the public? And that's what the NFL really has to worry about, is that by someone deciding to leak this info on Gruden and shine a light on him, that the Raiders will now say, fine, you want to take us down? We'll take the whole damn thing down. And look, it's never been above the Davis family and the Raiders franchise to go after the league.
Right. There's no way that this gets less juicy as we move forward.
This is Mark Davis's chance to do what Dad would have done.
Right.
And go right after the NFL. Go right after him. The NFL screwed Dad for years. You know what? I'm going to screw the NFL right back. Let's go, baby. You want to get in a courtroom? Let's do it.
Yeah. I think, and here's the thing. It's going to take an active role from Gruden at some point, though, I think.
Well,
not initially, but at some point
it will.
But
he can always fall back on, well, I've been subpoenaed. What do you want me to do? I got to test. I got to give a statement of some sort. I got to, you know, it's... Yeah, sure, it's a videotape deposition, but I got to tell the truth, guys, and if that means A, B, C, D, E, and F all get named, I'm sorry. That they got the documents in front of me. I got to own up to it.
Right. Joe Schmo, who isn't a Joe Schmo that worked for this pro, he was making racist jokes, and I'm just telling you what I know.
Bruce Allen's the guy. He's the one that was sending the emails to me. I just responded to him.
Talk to him and look at that chain. You want and my then, cell phone? Look at the chain. Look at the text chain. I'm not the only one. And then, bang, you see high profile this guy who worked for this team, and you say, wait a minute, so this guy was also on the text chain of this stuff?
Right.
What?
And then it becomes every place where Bruce Allen, and this is one person, Bruce Allen, every place where he ever worked. It's Washington. It's Tampa. It's go back to the Arizona Wranglers, right, in the World Football League if you want to, the Occidental Tigers, but it will go everywhere where he went, and that's just one person.
The gas is going to get stepped on by someone, or people are going to think, why did you selectively step on the gas and go after, so to speak, one guy?
I just think that the most interesting aspect of this to me is that they decided to kind of blow up an organization that has a long-held grudge against the league. There have been documentaries done about Al Davis's fights with the National Football League. You can't tell me that his son, looking to put some sort of imprint on the organization above and beyond moving to Las Vegas, you know, to sort of salvage his dad's legacy in a way, or to reinforce his dad's legacy is kind of a renegade, right? Says, we've got the chance to not take the NFL down, but to bring them down a peg and make them capitulate to us, because we'll be the ones in control of this situation. By all means, we'll be the ones to step on the gas.
The timing of the email leak, so to speak, it's also curious that it's right before the NFLPA vote for another term for DeMaurice Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And DeMaurice Smith and all of that that's come out of it in putting Gruden and him at odds, in putting alleged racist coach, not, I don't know if it's alleged if you look at the remarks, and players at odds against each other, and putting the man against the players, that pits it in a really crazy light.
And it opens Pandora's box to every other single team in the NFL. Oh, all you teams that didn't want to stand by my dad when he wanted to move to L.A. 40 years ago. All you teams, and some of you are the same owners, you know? Oh, the Rooneys, the Maras, the ones that have been around for decades. You didn't want to stand by my dad when he wanted to move to L.A., and when he wanted to take control of his team, nope, you know what? Now's the time where everybody gets exposed. And at least one person in every organization, whether it be a team, whether it be the league office, whether it be a media partner, somebody's getting exposed from every single angle. And I, Mark Davis, and the Las Vegas Raiders will sit back and watch the whole damn thing burn and laugh while it happens.
Yeah, and a broadcast partner, too.
Yeah.
There's no way this gets prettier. There's no. It might stop here, but it doesn't get prettier. I think it's going to get a lot uglier.
The only way it does is if Mark Davis feels like he wants to take the high road for some reason and play nice. But again,
what's he have to gain by doing that?
Exactly. Other than to have people look at him as just the league's lap boy,
right?
Oh, good, Mark Davis. Yeah, thank you for doing exactly as we asked you
to. And he's not Bob Kraft here. Like, it's not going to work out where we're going to have and end it in a nice way and say, okay.
Bob Kraft actually did have a happy ending once.
There you go. For more than once, probably.
Yeah.
He just got caught the one time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.